This is Len Yap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio, with information on issues and events. I'm Jay Curtis. Two guests in the studio with me today, Jorinda Stone and Scott Legan, are both with the Monroe Symphony League. The latest in the Symphony League book sales is coming up this weekend. Welcome back, both of you, to Len Yap.
Thank you
very much.
We appreciate being here.
First of all, get the dates and times starting tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, Saturday, 9 to 5, and Sunday, 1 to 5. And then next weekend, 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
So yet another chance to really go in and find a chance to maybe come up with an unusual find.
Now, we do. People have all sorts of experiences at the book fair.
We always talk about the new things that are coming. So what new things have turned up this time?
You never know what you're going to get when people bring donations in. And we take all donations. And so we find current books, 2010. We find books going back to the 1800s. History, novels, just anything that you might want. Anything dealing with hobbies, woodworking, gardening, art. It's just a miscellaneous.
One of the ones that they get so excited about and stand three deep are the cookbooks. And I
really?
Know we have some local authors represented, like Mildred Swift, et cetera, et cetera. So that's always a first day. They love to pay the $2 so they can get to the cookbooks first. So.
Well, let's talk about that. There is a first day fee.
First day fee that goes to the support of our building, but the other days are free. And people don't seem to mind. If you've not been before, you'll see a line on the first day. We open promptly at 9. You come in and you'll see all different kinds of sections of books. You can go outside to the warehouse and get a 10-cent magazine or a 10-cent paperback. You can come inside and get that 2010 book for $10. You can get beautiful picture books, all in the goodies section.
We even bring totes and roll them outside, in which you can get a whole box of books for $1.
See, we've done that before with kids' books. My kids love to come. They come with a budget that they've got this amount of money that they can spend and just really have a ball. It's a great family activity.
If you have small kids, this is the place to come, because you can, for $20 or $30, you could really fill up a children's library.
You sure could. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the background of the book fair and really how this thing kind of got started.
Sometimes we fail to mention the book fair proceeds go to support the Monroe Symphony Orchestra.
Right.
And so a group of ladies who started the Monroe Symphony League started a book fair.
Well, it goes back to the 1970s, the early 70s, and several ladies joined together saying we want to support music and culture, the art, in Monroe. And they decided, well, let's have a book sale once a year. And it actually started out in Strauss Little Theater. It would have one day book sale at Strauss Theater. And it has moved around. At one time it was
It was at the old Twin City Mall.
Because
I remember as a child growing up here going there.
Yeah.
And it has moved around, but finally the organization got affluent enough that they were able to buy a historic building. It's the old City Bakery in Monroe, and we have reconstructed that. There was a lot of work. In fact, we have just finished a reconstruction job. Jot Delcom has just finished putting in some new windows, redoing some bricks that had been eroded, because this is a 73-year-old building, so you know how you break down eventually.
It's got its own quirks.
And so you have. Yeah.
And it's 320 North 4th. Let's don't forget to say that.
It's part of historic downtown Monroe.
Right.
Well, talk a little bit about the process. There are donation days, too. Is the way that you get to this huge collection of books, is there are donation days on Wednesdays.
We have a wonderful group of volunteers that normally work 9 to 1 on Wednesdays. And that is when we're open to the public to bring their donations. And that's throughout the year, except we take off a month at Christmas.
Okay.
And you simply drive up. We have the best educated backs in Louisiana, all retired PhDs, that will help you with the books. They bring them in, and then we go through a sorting process.
So what happens then after somebody drops off a big box of books?
They drop off a box of books. They get their tax receipt, because it is tax deductible. It comes in, and Scotty takes over.
Well, there's several of us that do that. Bob Martin and all kinds. And then we just move the books into a warehouse outside. And our current inventory is about 5 feet tall.
Really?
Of all kinds of books that we haven't even gotten to yet.
That are still in boxes unopened.
They're still in boxes, and we don't know what's in those boxes until we open them up. And then they're brought inside, and we have tables in the front, and they're sorted by subject, nonfiction, fiction, hobbies, sports, you name it.
Well, and you as the volunteers divvy them up as to who's taking which part of the building.
And so we have people who are responsible for each section. My wife, for example, does the nonfiction section. And since I'm a Civil War historian, well, I kind of look at that and make sure. But I'm also dealing with languages, technical writing, even reporting. We never know what kind of books that we're getting in those boxes.
So, and one of the things that we should not forget, because it's the most popular and they take their books to that section, you can get a current paperback for 50 or 75 cents. And people load up for the year or for the 3 months till the next sale. So good condition paperbacks are available.
The Monroe Symphony League book sale in support of the Monroe Symphony and the Emerging Artist Competition coming up in January. The sale, first day, there is a fee tomorrow, but then also it's free going on through the rest of
Sunday and Friday, Saturday, Sunday of the next week.
I've been talking with Jorinda Stone and Scott Legan of the Monroe Symphony League. The Symphony League's fall book sale starting tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. in downtown Monroe at 320 North 4th Street. More information is at 410-1002. You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts in the listening room online at kedm.org.